live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akilah Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a Garda operation in Glencar, Letterkenny has now concluded. A Donegal deputy has described a potential no-deal Brexit as a status red warning for Donegal. Deputy Thomas Pringle says he will use his new role on the Oireachtas Justice Committee to raise outstanding issues of inequality in terms of access to the justice system. And serious concern has been raised over what's been described as a major dip in tourism performance south of the county. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. First to news, a Garda operation in Glencar, Letterkenny has now concluded. Several Gardaí raided a property in the Solomons area of the town this afternoon. It's believed that the house was unoccupied while the search was being carried out. Details of items seized, if any, have yet to be released by Gardaí. A Donegal deputy has described a potential no-deal Brexit as a status red warning for Donegal. It comes as the government are stepping up preparations for Britain crashing out of the EU without a deal. However, there are major fears locally on how this will affect Donegal and other border counties, with reports this week indicating that some border checks on goods will be inevitable in a worst-case scenario. Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher says if a no-deal comes to pass, Donegal will undoubtedly be hit the worst.
Well, that may indeed be an understatement. The fact that both the UK contenders for the leadership of the Conservative Party and after that British Prime Minister, that they are saying that they will exit the European Union on the 31st of October, and that there would be catastrophic for Ireland. We must try and ensure that there will be a further extension beyond the 31st of October and that there would be a deal, but it's not looking good. Perhaps they're now trying to focus this on their own electorate, the members of the Conservative Party, and let's hope after that, whoever is elected, and it looks like Boris Johnson, that they would be prepared to request an extension.
What about back here? The government say they are stepping up preparations for a possible worst-case scenario. Do you think that they are doing enough?
Well, the government published their updated Brexit contingency plan this week, and had a no-deal Brexit happened on the 29th of March, we were ill-prepared, and we're still not prepared with almost 16 weeks to go to the 31st of October. I believe the government aren't doing enough, and there's a lot more that can be done. And of course, when we listen to ministers, they talk about there will be a frictionless border, but there might be checkpoints in relation to goods at different locations. That makes no sense. I'm crossing that border all my lifetime, and the major change in my lifetime was the Single European Act, the removal of the economic border. And to think of that returning at any place on the island of Ireland or even in the Irish Sea is frightening.
Meanwhile, a serious concern has been raised over what's been described as a major dip in tourism performance south of the county. It's reported many hotel rooms remain unoccupied for the coming months ahead, with bookings and inquiries said to be at a standstill. Brexit uncertainty has been cited as the main factor for the decline. Councillor Micheál Nocton, who also works in the hospitality sector, says Northern Ireland is Donegal's biggest market, but the sense of unknown over Brexit is resulting in reluctance from potential holidaymakers.
I call basically on Donegal Tourism, along with the Irish Hotel Federation, and along with the councillors, to call for a meeting with the minister, because basically I believe it needs to be addressed sooner than later, because the reality of the situation is we have Brexit coming down the road. It all is simulating from that. There's such uncertainty in the market, I mean, and basically the reality of the situation down through the years, the Northern Ireland market is our home market. It's basically our, it's our main market, and I appreciate, you know, we're working in different countries and European countries and cities to get more people coming here. But I mean, our bread and butter was always the Northern Ireland market and the UK market. And unfortunately, when that market is affected, we here in Donegal are affected. And basically, with Donegal so close to the border, we're the one county that's affected most of that. And basically, the figures are starting to show that now. So definitely, we need to look at it, because with Brexit coming down the road, I mean, it's a serious issue, basically, in that, and you know, it needs to be addressed sooner than later.
So what you're saying is, holidaymakers in Northern Ireland, there's a bit of reluctance there in terms of bookings and inquiries to Donegal.
That's correct. I mean, and you know, when you chat to the channel management companies, that basically they tell you that the interest in Donegal overall is back by 5 to 10%. That's the booking engines, and they're telling you that themselves. But on top of that, with the booking being back, I mean, the Northern Ireland business that will come basically from the Sunday to Thursday, as I would call it, the over 55s, the active retirement group. I mean, these people are not coming. And that now the weekends are not bad if you have functions or something on, or like, and in fairness to ourselves, we would do a wedding business. But I mean, you have to have something on and that. But I mean, the midweek business is definitely back, and that mean, and not alone for the hotels, but I mean, it has an impact in the shops and the whole of the county.
Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle says he will use his new role on the Oireachtas Justice Committee to raise outstanding issues of inequality in terms of access to the justice system. The Independent TD has taken one of two seats vacated by now MEPs Mick Wallace and Claire Daly. Deputy Pringle hopes to work on a number of issues during his tenure.
Definitely a very interesting role, and there's a lot of work involved in it then as well. And I think it's important too, in terms of the work that takes place. The Justice Committee is the one committee that carries the most amount of legislation that's passed in the Dáil, so that means that the committee work will be very busy. So it'll add to my schedule, and I definitely and here in Leinster House.
And what would you like to achieve in this new role going forward?
Well, I think it is very important, and it deals with an awful lot of very important issues for the victims of crime, and also for the people who perpetrators of crime as well, who I believe are victims too. And then also the Department of Justice covers the Garda Síochána economy, the immigration into the country here as well. So it's a very large remit, and it's a very big department and committee.
So while it's going to be undoubtedly a tough role, it will be interesting all the same.
That's right. It will be very, very interesting in terms of the work that they do, and it will mean a lot of work in keeping on top of it. And because we're a small group here within the Dáil, and we've got smaller because of the European elections, and the other committee work will have to keep going as well.
Community mental health facilities could be closed as a psychiatric nurse's overtime ban shows no sign of ending. 15 services nationwide have so far been affected, with particular difficulties being experienced when nurses' shifts end. Sian Beattie reports.
The HSE says the overtime ban, which began at 7 a.m, will have a significant impact, and it's monitoring the situation closely. The Psychiatric Nurses Association is staging the indefinite action as it claims there's been a lack of progress in talks with the HSE over pay and working conditions. PNA General Secretary Peter Hughes says some services will be curtailed or even closed.
Some senior managers have gone on duty in frontline services, but this means that there's a curtailment or possible closure of community services. And we have some areas where people remain on duty and have not been able to get off duty from last night.
The Health Minister, Simon Harris, says the overtime ban is not on and must be called out.
We now seem to have a worrying trend where trade unions enter into a process and in the middle of the process decide it's appropriate to stage industrial action.
With no sign of any progress in ending the dispute, the situation at mental health facilities is likely to get worse every time a shift ends and there's no one available to take over.
The Cathaoirleach of the Glenties Municipal District says a fatality is imminent unless road safety works are carried out at the Glenties Duhery Junction outside Fintown. Councillors of the Municipal District raised the issue this week. They call for works to be carried out there as a matter of urgency and for new signage to be erected in the interim. There have been a number of collisions in the vicinity, too serious in recent months. Councillor John Hamish O'Farry says action must be taken before it's too late.
Talking to residents there, there have been nine serious accidents in the last 2 years, and it's a very busy road. It's the link road between Dunloe, the Lower Rosses, and Ballybuffet to Letterkenny Road. I did raise this issue 6 months ago in relation to an accident. I know that the roads authority have been out with engineers investigating, and as you well know, that there was a few accidents there lately, and I hope a speedy recovery to all those that were in them accidents. But I think it's time now that this issue is addressed before we really have a fatality on the stretch of road.
In the longer term, it may take actual safety remedial works to alter the junction, but in the short term, what came out of the Municipal District meeting this week was that at the very, very least, far more visible and stark warning signs are necessary, and they're necessary now.
They're necessary now. It's very important that something is put in place immediately before another accident occurs. Like I said before, it is a very dangerous stretch of road, and something has to happen immediately by the council and the roads authority.
Missing Derryman Sean Kelpie has been found safe and well. Police in Derry have confirmed that searches for the 35-year-old who was last seen in the early hours of Monday morning have been stood down. The public have been thanked for their assistance.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, with a great selection of adults and children's Donegal GAA jerseys. Shop online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's almost 13 minutes past five and time's latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with tennis. Serena Williams was through to an 11th Wimbledon ladies singles final. The seven-time champion defeated Abaraba Strutova 6-1, 6-2 today to make another decider, where Samoa Halep awaits in the final this weekend. The seventh seed needed just 72 minutes to beat Elena Svitolina 6-1, 6-3 and reach a first ever Wimbledon final. The men's semis are tomorrow. In golf, two bogeys in four holes. Either side of the turn has seen Rory McIlroy drop back to two under par on the opening day of the Scottish Open. Graham McDowell is currently level with five to play. Padraig Harrington is in the clubhouse at four under par after a 67. Paul Dunne shot a one under 70, and he is currently six. And he's currently six off the lead. Yeah, and there is a six-way tie sitting at seven under par. Andy Sullivan, Jimmy Donaldson, Kyle Samosia, Thomas Aiken, Lee Slattery, and Nino Bertasio are the leading six-way tie as they come to the end of day one. Shamrock Rovers are only one of the three Irish sides in Europa League qualifying action on the road this evening. Stephen Bradley's side are in the northern Norwegian town of Bergen as they face Brann, which kicks off at 6 o'clock this evening. Elsewhere, Cork City welcome a Progress Nadarken to Turner's Cross. And at Richmond Park, well, St Pat's are hosting a Swedish side, Norrköping. There's also three Irish league sides playing tonight as well. Crusaders and Cliftonville both at home against Torsfed and Hogsod respectively, while Ballymena United are on the travels as they go to Sweden to take on Malmo. That one also starts at 6 o'clock. Preston say they've accepted a bid from a Premier League club for Republic of Ireland striker Callum Robinson. The 24-year-old had been linked with newly promoted Norwich in recent days. Arsenal say they're very disappointed in Lauren Kachelny's refusal to go on their pre-season tour to the United States. The club captain has a year left on his contract at the Emirates, and it's believed that he'll have a longer offer on the table from French side Bordeaux. In the Northwest Super League tonight, the Northwest Women's Super League, that is, there's three fixtures down for decision. The current leaders, Bunnigie United, are on the road. They don't have to go too far. They're taking on Laggan Harps, while Ellis Celtic, the defending champions, make the trip to Fannage United. Greencastle and Swilly Rovers play in the other game. Those ties kick off at 7:30. In Gaelic games, Meath will be the visitors to McCool Park on Sunday in what is only the second ever Super 8 tie at the Ballybuffet venue. Meath have come through the qualifiers after losing the Leinster final to Dublin, while Donegal will also face Kerry at Croke Park and Mayo and Castlebar, a game which could be a decisive tie in the group. However, Donegal manager Declan Bonner isn't looking past Meath on Sunday.
They were probably disappointed against Dublin, that, you know, that I think it was 4 or 5 points they scored in the Leinster final. They had opportunities in the first half, and, you know, they were unfortunate on a number of occasions. But, you know, they responded against Clare, who'd built up a bit of momentum coming through the back door. It was a very good game of football. It was an open game of football, and Meath have been scoring high, and, you know, there have a lot of threats going forward, so we've got to be careful of that.
And in that game as well, Declan, we did see that there was a lot of mistakes with Meath, and there was a lot of mistakes with Clare as well. But if that's going to happen on Sunday, you need to jump on those opportunities, do you?
Yeah, listen, you know, at the end of the day, we have to monitor and we have to watch what goes on and with the opposition, and we look at how they play. But, you know, most of it is to do with ourselves, how we go about our business on any given day. And as I say, the lads have been going about their job in a really professional manner, and we've got to bring that now into the game on Sunday. And, you know, we can't wait for 17 or 18 minutes to start playing. We've got to, from the 2 o'clock next Sunday, we've got to be ready for a challenge and play for that 75, 80 minutes.
And you can hear more from Declan Bonner in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. And you'll also be able to hear a piece from Katie Hearn, who this week signed a rookie contract for AFL's women's champions, the Western Bulldogs. She's heading off to Melbourne in November. Kitty has been outlining how the move came about.
Well, I suppose the Crosscoders, the group that initially were involved with Yvonne and the other Irish girls that are over there, they held a camp in Athlone there a couple of months back, and they kind of make up a player profile off you and send it off to all the clubs over in Australia, and from there they decide if they have any interest in any of the players. And the Western Bulldogs actually contacted me before the camp to say that I was one of their top picks, and they wanted to kind of see more footage off me and stuff. So I got talking to the head coach there, and he seemed to like what he'd seen, and kind of just went from there.
Finally, on to cricket. England will play New Zealand in the final of the World Cup. The hosts have just beaten Australia by 8 wickets. Australia were 223 all out, and England reached that total with just 2 wickets on the board. A comfortable one as they now go to the World Cup final. Next Sport in Highlands tomorrow morning after the 8 news.
Thanks, Oisín. And returning to some news. An appeal has been launched after Maiden City Butchers in Derry was broken into in the early hours of yesterday morning. Sometime between 5 a.m. and 5:30 a.m, the premises in Waterloo Place was broken into and a safe and its contents stolen. The thief is described as aged in his early to mid-20s, is of a slim build and was believed to have been well-dressed. Chris McGurk, manager of Maiden City Butchers, says not only have they lost the money contained in the safe, but also revenue as a result of having to remain closed for most of yesterday.
The night before that, I arrived at work at 20 minutes to 6 and discovered that the place had been broken into and they had removed the safe.
And obviously an awful lot of damage caused in the process, I'd imagine.
The big part of it was the inconvenience of having to close the shop for like 3/4 of the day. It meant we couldn't supply to the local customers or restaurants.
Now, we have a description of the person, and I believe you have an image on your social media. How would you describe the person?
The person appears to be of slim build and possibly early 20s to mid 20s in age, and well dressed in designer gear, if you wish. We would greatly like the public to have a look at it and try and trace who it is.
But it's difficult enough trading, isn't it, Chris, without things like this happening?
It is, yeah. I mean, with the price of everything going up through the roof and stuff like that, I mean, you try to keep everything to a minimal. And then whenever you have this here, it's a major setback. I mean, not only was the safe lost and the money's within it, it's a case of loss of trade and everything else.
A 10-year-old boy has died at a house in County Louth. He died in an apparent drowning. Ashley Nulty reports.
Garda were called to the house in Carlingford following reports that a boy had drowned. He was taken to Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. A file has been prepared for the coroner's court. It's the second tragedy to involve a child in County Louth in recent days. On Sunday, 7-year-old Chantelle Keenan died in an accident while she was playing in the driveway of a house in Drogheda.
The Taoiseach and the President are leading the tributes to Brendan Grace, who passed away this morning aged 68. The legendary comedian had been battling lung cancer. Daniel O'Donnell was among those who paid tribute to the late comedian earlier on today's 9 till noon show, describing him as a huge part of Irish comedy and a master of it all.
I mean, such a huge loss to the Irish entertainment world is saddened today to hear of, you know, Brendan's passing. But his family, Eileen, and the family are the people who we think on, especially, you know, they've lost, she's lost her husband, and they've lost their father and grandfather, and a huge loss. I mean, he was an amazing performer, and, you know, so many people, you know, just got to see him over the years, all over the world, and loved him, loved his ability to make them laugh. He was a funny man all the time. My mother loved him, and she used to come up and she'd make pancakes, and he was incredible. He was such a big part of Irish, you know, comedy. He was the master of it all.
The government should go back to the drawing board when it comes to the national broadband plan, according to the Social Democrats. An Oireachtas committee earlier heard concerns that current contract process could lead to a monopoly situation. The Comrade Commissioner, however, insists even if that happened, the contractor would be subject to regulation. Co-leader of the Social Democrats, Roisin Shortall, believes the government must look again at the broadband plan.
I think the whole process was compromised, and I think that we need to go back to the drawing board on it. I accept that that will entail a delay.
And finally, 20% of drivers avoid certain registrations when buying a new car. According to carsireland.ie, the most common registrations people avoid are the number 6 and Kerry, Donegal, Mayo and Dublin reg plates. A fifth of people also say they're less likely to be courteous on the road to premium brand cars such as BMW and Land Rover. For weather now, a mix of cloud and short sunny spells for the rest of today with some scattered showers. Further scattered showers overnight with patchy mist and lowest temperatures of 12 or 13 degrees in light to moderate west to northwest breezes. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, a Garda operation in Glencar Letterkenny has now concluded. Several Gardaí raided a property in the Solomons area of the town this afternoon. A Donegal deputy has described a potential no-deal Brexit as a status red warning for Donegal. It comes as the government are stepping up preparations for Britain crashing out of the EU without a deal. Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle says he will use his new role on the Oireachtas Justice Committee to raise outstanding issues of inequality in terms of access to the justice system. The independent TD has taken one of two seats vacated by now MEPs Mick Wallace and Claire Daly. And the Cathaoirleach of the Glenties Municipal District says a fatality is imminent unless road safety works are carried out at the Glenties Duhery Junction outside Fintown. Councillors of the Municipal District raised the issue this week. They call for works to be carried out there as a matter of urgency and for new signage to be erected in the interim. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The evicted notices for this Thursday evening, the 11th of July. The death has taken place at Brentwood Manor Nursing Home Convoy of Jim Gallagher, formerly of Keelogs Church Hill. Viewing at the nursing home this evening from 6 to 9pm and again tomorrow from 3 to 5pm with removal to St Eunan's Cathedral, arriving at 6:30pm to repose overnight. Funeral Mass on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock with burial afterwards in Temple Douglas Cemetery. The death has occurred at her home in Leeds, West Yorkshire, of Theresa May Garvey, née McGranahan, formerly of Kinnicalli, St Johnson. Her remains are reposing at Hughes Funeral Services, York Road, Leeds. Funeral arrangements will be confirmed later. The death has taken place of Kathleen McCrudden, 41, Broadway, Derry. Funeral from her home on Saturday morning at 9:30 to St Mary's Church, Creggan, for Requiem Mass at 10 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the city cemetery. The death has occurred of Bridie Gallen, née O'Brien, formerly of Ferndale, Killigordon. Her remains will repose at her brother Benny O'Brien's residence at Stonybatter, Killigordon, from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Killigordon at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family time, please, from 11pm to 10am and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Maggie Boyle, Tully Cleeve, Ardra. Her remains are reposing at her residence. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 11:30 to the Church of the Holy Family, Ardra, for Requiem Mass at 12 noon, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11pm to 11am. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Donegal Down Syndrome, care of any family member. The death has taken place in Chicago of Michelle Porter, formerly of the Drift Inn, Bunkrana. Funeral Mass will take place on Saturday morning at 11 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Cock Hill. Burial of ashes will take place afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred of Greta McCrudden, Gortness, Clohan. Her remains are reposing at the family home. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in the Church of Our Lady of Perpetual Succour, Glen Finn, with burial afterwards in Kiltivogue Cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Rosary tonight at 9pm. And the death has taken place of Mary Clark, Main Street, Carrigart. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning to the Church of St John the Baptist for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family Flowers Only, please, donations in lieu if desired to Lurgybrack Autism Unit, care of any family member. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow.